Across the Pacific Ocean by Yutaka Waku and Bill Benfield. Recorded by
Helen Morrison
and Jack Merluzzi. Published by Sabido. Chapter 1. Douglas MacArthur, 1880 to 1964. Reading passage. After Japan's defeat in World War II, the country was occupied by the victorious Allied powers. U.S. President Harry Truman appointed one of America's greatest military leaders, General Douglas MacArthur, as supreme commander of the Allied powers in Japan, with the responsibility of supervising the occupation. MacArthur arrived in Tokyo on August 30, 1945, when he was 65 years old. Douglas MacArthur came from a family with strong military traditions. He graduated first in his class at the elite U.S. Military Academy, West Point, and joined the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He served in France during World War I, and by the time World War II had broken out, he had already retired from U.S. military service. MacArthur spent much of his army career in the Philippines, where his father had been U.S. Governor General. On his retirement, the President of the Philippines asked MacArthur to supervise the setting up of a new Philippine army. When the United States entered World War II in 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt recalled him to active duty, making him commander of the United States forces in the Far East. Eventually, he and his forces were driven out of the Philippines by Japan. But in a famous speech, he vowed, "I shall return." He was true to his word and returned to the Philippines in 1944, where he began to plan the U.S. invasion of the Japanese mainland. This never occurred because the war was ended by the U.S. nuclear bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. As head of the occupation in Japan, MacArthur did much more than just supervise. Effectively, he became the ruler of the country. His first tasks were to organize the reconstruction of the country and to make sure that the starving population was getting enough food. He also oversaw the creation of a new constitution in which Japan renounced war and the emperor became a mere figurehead. After the end of the war, there were many calls for the emperor to be put on trial. MacArthur consistently ignored these, as it was the policy of the U.S. government to keep the emperor on the throne while depriving him of any real power. MacArthur was replaced as head of the occupation forces in 1951. His next major task was to lead U.N. forces in the Korean War. Despite his successes, he clashed with U.S. President Harry Truman over how the war should be fought, and the president relieved him of his command. On his return to the United States, he was still a hugely popular figure with the American public. Many people wanted him to become president, but he failed to win his party's nomination as a candidate. He died on April 5, 1964. Listening comprehension. 1. Listen to the next dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Have you ever seen the famous picture of Douglas MacArthur and Emperor Showa?
No, I haven't. What's it like?
It was taken at the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo in September 1945. It was their first meeting.
What are they doing? Are they shaking hands?
No, they're just standing side by side.
It doesn't sound very interesting. Why is it so famous?
Well, the emperor is dressed very formally. MacArthur is wearing his army uniform, but he's not wearing a tie, and his sleeves are rolled up.
That seems strange. Did he make a mistake?
No, I think he did it intentionally. The photo makes it seem like the U.S. is a strong, modern country, and Japan is still rather old-fashioned.
So the picture is very symbolic.
Yes, that's right.